I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations peacekeeping force in Haiti just launched three major rehabilitation projects to help Port-au-Prince restore jobs. But Christian World Outreach's Dean Yoder says recovery for thousands of pregnant teens won't be as easy.
They are starting their first class of 25 ladies that we have brought from the tent city, and they will be given a five-month course, and we will loan them money to start their own business.
The classes bring hope and a future.
As a part of the school and their training, they will have to attend a Bible study class where they are presented the gospel.
Elsewhere, an Iranian Christian still hasn't been seen since his July arrest. Voice of the Martyr says the man, his wife, and young daughter were all accused of threatening Iran's national security by following Christ. Security officers confiscated Christian literature and took the whole family into custody. The house church the family attended has stopped meeting out of fear. Pray that the men would be released and that the church would be free to live out the gospel again. And have you ever heard of someone peddling for proclaimers? Well, that's what Troy Love did between August 1st and September 13th, peddling from San Francisco to Yorktown, Virginia on his bike. The 46-year-old police officer from Columbus, Indiana tells us about proclaimers.
It's a solar and crank-powered audio Bible that is recorded in over 400 languages throughout the world, and each one of the proclaimers will reach 90 to 300 people.
They're produced by Faith Comes by Hearing. Love was able to raise over $40,000 to help the ministry. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.